Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away. And I'll be okay.
Moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, cousins, who's here? From your family, is your spouse listening? I hope so, because I want them all to know what the heck is going on in the world. And you can certainly find that out by listening to the Daily Good Day program with my friends Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Kara Schilling. They are smart friends, and therefore I am smarter. There is a new study
suggests... How is that logic?
I'm about to explain, if you would not
they
be so
are smart
impatient
friends,
as to.
And so I am smarter. Okay.
And let's not connect Kara to Kurt Schilling, by the way.
What is
you
that
said Schilling.
Do with
yeah. Because you said Kara Schilling. Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. Today's your day to correct me. You get one day to correct me, and that's it. All right. Today
the
is
other days
the day
I
this
suffer
week.
In silence.
Yes, you do. Yes. All right. So the idea behind this study, which seems to focus on all of us who are smart. If you are smart and you're around smart people, you'll be smarter. According to this survey, intelligence can be boosted by people, whether they're in your family, whether they're your friends, whether you work with them. If they are smart, you will be smarter. And likewise, if they are not so smart, you'll not be so smart either. Stimulating households where people talk and make jokes boost your IQ. That's why we are a family here, and all of us have gotten smarter because we're exposed to each other. At least that's the way I look at it. I think I'm smarter because, Jennifer, you and I have been together for a long time, and you've made me smarter.
Oh, thanks.
I'm learning from Victoria. I don't know whether the jury's still out on Kara or not. I think probably we're doing well with her here as well.
Think of us.
You're so funny today.
I know.
Thank you.
But think about how you get together with someone who really challenges you in a conversation and how much more fun that is than just, the surfacey stuff. I think,
that's
probably something to it.
It's fine.
Well, it's like the same thing as when you hang out with people who work out a lot, you're probably more likely to
That's
work
totally
out with
true.
People,
they've done studies on that. That's why you should have a gym buddy. Yeah.
Yep. All right. Speaking of studies, the study out today by a very prestigious environmental group says it's good to pee in the shower. Environmental scientists say it may be time for people to reconsider the argument for not peeing in the shower. Toilets flush away more water than any other activity. Showering comes in second place. So if you are the normal person, you pee for 21 seconds. That time in a shower, there's only about 3/4 of a gallon of water used. That's more than a half gallon less than a toilet flush. So it's a gallon and a quarter
for
each flush.
So can I ask a dumb question?
And no, this would be a good question. There's no such thing as a dumb question. The only dumb question is a question that is not asked. So please ask away.
So does this survey mean like when you just happen to be in the shower and you need to let it rip, it's okay to pee because you're saving water? Or is this suggesting that like at about 2:00 when I'm perfectly dry and not in the shower and I have the choice between peeing in the bathtub or peeing in the toilet that I should go pee in the bathtub?
I think it's when you happen to be in the shower.
I think it's when you're in the shower.
But that is a good question.
Just wanted to get some clarification there before I pop a squat over the drain in my bathtub.
But I'm like the worst offender because I pee and then get in the shower.
That's a visualization.
And that's just like a thing.
You pee in the shower?
No, never. It's so gross to me. Oh, my God. And when my boyfriend and I moved in together, I said, if you ever pee in the shower, it's over. Like, I can't even handle the idea.
How are you
going to
know unless you're in the shower with him? You think he's going to say?
I don't know. The honor system?
Hey, Victoria, I just peed in the shower.
Do most men do this?
Yes.
Yes, they have a hose. They don't even need to worry. Like, nothing even touches them.
And by the way, this can be applied to the swimming pool as well, whether you like it or you don't like it. It's
yeah,
the same
I think anybody
sort of
who says that they've
logic.
Never peed in a swimming pool, those people are liars because everybody has at least once peed in a swimming pool.
Yes.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Okay, so that's our health report for today. Thank you very much. But if we were really smart and we were environmentally conscious, like this or not, because this is something that's been perfected by NASA, we ought to be taking our pee and reworking it and, you know, running through the system again. That's what it is.
Well, if all these people are peeing in the shower, then I guess we already are doing that, right? I mean, people, do they recycle the water, so...
Are you drinking water right now, Victoria?
I have filtered water. I don't drink tap water.
It's got pee in it.
I know. I don't trust tap water anywhere. I don't trust
all
it.
You know, people used to say to me, aren't you worried about your cows peeing in the pasture? And I would say, what do you mean? Well, because you have a well.
What are you
going to
do, put diapers on them? Have you seen a cow diaper? You want to change that thing? No.
No, the cows would pee in the pasture, and people say, well, eventually that filters down into your water system. Hello? Look around you. Where do you think the water comes from in general? It's all combined.
Do you filter well water before you drink it?
I do. Yes.
Yeah.
I have a whole filtration system on it. But I have I happen to have the farm where I've lived for all these years had well water. The new home where I am has town water, but there's a brook running through the property, and I'm going to tap into that and put a filtration system on it.
Cool.
And drink that. I'm not going to drink the town water.
Yeah, drink that water.
I have a strong objection to fluoride. So
this is, and I do too. And one of the other things, being in New York City, I feel like I'm drinking everyone else's mental problems. So because everybody's on all kinds of medication in New York City, and you're just drinking all of that, which I don't.
Yeah, there's
want.
Medication residue.
Yeah, totally.
All right. So as long as we're in this mode for a moment, I have a question. And remember, there's no such thing as a dumb question. I'm going around the room. I'll start with Kara because she's the youngest. Kara, do you floss?
I do floss. I try to floss every night, although sometimes I forget. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'm too tired and lazy. Okay.
Victoria, do you floss?
I try to floss a few times a week. I'm not great at meeting that goal, but I definitely do it at least once a week.
Jennifer?
Yes, I floss. Not every day, because I, like the girls, get just tired and lazy. Yeah. But at least a few times a week I floss, yes.
Nearly one-third of American adults never floss. The failure to floss is a serious problem, higher in men than in women. I don't see anything outlandish about figuring that out. Failure to floss is the cause of lots of problems with your gums, and your gums are connected. You know, the old hip bone connected to the whatever. There are a lot of people who are older who don't floss at all, and it creates health problems. There are a lot of low-income people who don't floss at all, creates an ongoing health problem. So I say this and start to talk about it. We're doing a lot of bodily function stuff here. I'm just looking at an email.
Well, let's ask you, Dougie Roo. Are
Stop
you a
Stop with the pee talk.
Are you a flosser?
Yes, I do floss.
Every single day?
Yes. Yep.
Really?
I do.
So by the time you take all of your supplements and you floss every day, how else do you have time to do everything else that you do?
Well, why do you think I'm the picture of health that I am? That's what I'm trying to be as I grow up. I want to be the picture of health, a model for
humanity.
Well,
I want to be the picture of health.
Yeah, when I grow up. It. I love that adage there. Yeah.
The old it is important. When I grow up to be a man. Yes, it is. Okay, so I just told you the headline across the email is "Stop with the pee talk and the floss
she's
talk."
She's lucky we didn't get
that
to
Meredith?
The true confession part. Yeah.
All right.
Maybe
let's
Meredith
talk about
just doesn't want to
pillow.
Know that you pee in the shower.
She knows. Trust me.
All right. Now, next.
Who doesn't
My
know?
Pillow.
I mean, you've met him.
Oh, you come on with it.
He bathes in his swimming pool, for God's sake. Of course he pees in the shower.
I don't have my pool. But the problem is my pool's gone. I don't have a pool.
You're
going
to have to go run next door and use it.
You have to jump through a hedge.
I'll pee in the, I can go in the, I can, the brook is running
Maybe
right
you should
by
get
the
a kiddie pool so you can shower during the summer.
All right. The My Pillow conversation. Send me the pillow that you slept on. Remember that old country song? Send me the pillow that you slept on as you dream on. Don't you know that song? Jennifer, come on. You know that song.
I don't know that.
Yes,
one.
There
sorry.
Is. All right, Kara, do me a favor. See if you can find that song, please,
oh boy.
While we're doing the My Pillow commercial. Send me the pillow that you sleep on. Good night's rest is a life changer. It's wonderful. Your pillow, your My Pillow, will not go flat. It won't get hot. The patented fill inside My Pillow will keep your back or your neck or whatever it is protected. This thing's something you can use to sort of it's a conforming pillow, if that makes sense. It sort of wraps itself around you. This is a wonderful invention. Millions of them have been sold, and now you can be responsible for having two of them in your home for the price of one. Call 800-874-8985, 800-874-8985. Get your own MyPillow. You've seen them advertised everywhere. They're all over the place. Television, on QVC. They're in newspaper ads all over the place. This is quite the find, and because of our deal with them, you can call 800-874-8985. Get one MyPillow at the regular price. Other one comes free if you use the promo code DS for Doug Steffen. Free pillow. Get a better night's rest. It's very cool because it's American-made. I'm telling you, this is the way to go. 800-874-8985, or you can order online at MyPillow.com. 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for the best pillow around.
Today on App Check, with Falling Stars, create musical compositions using Falling Stars. Users like the inventiveness, but they must have too much time on their hands. Falling Stars.
Picky, picky, picky.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to save money on haircuts and winter heating at the same time? Well, sounds odd, but it's as simple as oily hair. Here's the science of it. The hair care industry is certainly pushing the value of beautiful oil-free hair, but oil accumulates in your hair for a reason. Oily hair is your body's way of protecting itself from the cold. The oil that clumps your hair together is one way your body stays warm, attempting to avoid the cold of weather. It's one of those kind of pre-wired body things designed to protect the species. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, do you remember how Grandma said you lose a lot of body heat through the top of your head? Well, oily hair is the body's way of protecting you when you forget to wear your hat. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Are you ever not busy? You don't have to be busy all the time.
Do you jump from one task to another? The next task can wait.
Are your evenings and weekends crammed with chores?
They don't have to be done immediately.
Because you could use some downtime. Downtime is not wasted time.
It's good for you, physically, mentally, and emotionally.
We know. There's so much to do. Don't do it now.
We know. There are problems that need to be solved. Let them go now.
You need a break. Slow down. Relax now.
Give yourself a timeout now.
Now is the time to do nothing. Sometimes it's just what you need to reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Hall of Famer was an amazing dual threat. His 16,532 rushing and receiving yards are ninth all-time. He led the Bills to four straight Super Bowls, but never won a ring.
Here's Kelly shotgunning, a running play. Thurman Thomas breaks it at the 25. Still on his feet at the 20, gets down to the 15, attempt the 5, and scores!
So where is Thurman Thomas now? Thurman's active with the Republican Party, but has denied rumors of him running for Congress. He does run Thurman Thomas Sports Training near Buffalo, New York, as well as Thurman Thomas Global Energy, which helps make customers energy efficient and lowers their gas and electric rates.
Here is Thurman Thomas. He breaks through at the 5. Touchdown!
Thurman Thomas still scoring. At the bank, that is. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Want to hear interviews with Hall of Fame artists telling their stories their own words? Discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music. Visit happylandaudio.com.
America Weekend. So I look across every single news service that I use to figure out what's going on in the world. Associated Press, Reuters, New York Times, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, The Guardian, The Daily Mail, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, my local newspapers. I said CBS, I think, didn't I? And every single headline on every single page is about Orlando. It's like there's nothing else going on in the world. I'm going over to BuzzFeed now. And there's a focus on the Harry Potter character who, remember last week, J.K. Rowling, was talking about the controversy about the black person playing Hermione. And that sort of speaks to what you were talking about a minute ago in terms of diversity. What the hell difference does it make to the story whether the person playing the role is black or white? Anyway, but this is part of what we're dealing with here in our reality to use the phrase that I used in the last half hour, as everything changes. Things are changing. So we are frustrated because we don't see what the end is. We'd like to think that because we're more accepting of different lifestyles, different experiences, that everything's going to be okay with that. And it is with reasonable people. You and I are okay with it. We're all pretty reasonable people. But what you forget about is that there are a number of unreasonable people who are also on this planet with us for whatever the lesson. So you look at this circumstance, 50 people are dead, 53 at least injured. Is it an act of terrorism? The debate has started, and I don't find it very soothing. I think that's the, I kind of am a Pollyanna. I like to think that I'm maybe like Mr. Rogers in a sense. But there has to be a change in thinking in order for all of this stuff to stop. Otherwise, it will not stop. And there'll be people that unfortunately will be victims that maybe you'll know down the road. But for today, think about giving blood. 48 past the hour on Good Day.